Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning with the Biggs and Barr Show. Little Rays, it's a nature center.
It's the it's actually Canada's largest exotic animal rescue agency.
Yeah,
it's been in the in Ottawa for the last 25 years or so.
But it has over 800 animals in its care.
Yeah,
yeah.
They say they might have no choice but to turn things over to the government for the care of the animals if they don't get any help. And we know what a great job the government does, so I'm not sure that's the best idea. they take in animals, reptiles.
Yes.
They need food, vet care, shelter, and they have to have staff. But they're losing about $50,000 a month, basically.
A month on
the business. Yeah, for all the expenses for the animals. Like 95% of their revenue comes from outsourced education programs and museum exhibits. So they go places, like they go to schools, they go to, you know, birthday parties,
sure,
whatever. They set up exhibits in museums and things like that. But they can't do that right now because of COVID-19.
Yeah. He says he's not even asking for a handout.
No, he just wants a loan.
He just wants a loan from the Business Development
Bank. He'll pay it back.
Yeah. They did get the support a little bit from SIBA, however you...
Okay.
The Canada Emergency Business Account that
they set
up, but he said it's nowhere near enough. He needs another $350,000 just to keep going.
The owner, his name's Paul Goulet, seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
He says after 4 months with near zero revenue, we are at our last week before we need to make a plan to turn over the care of our animals to the province and our current creditors.
So, right. And the quote is, we do have numerous contracts on the horizon, numerous other contract inquiries coming in for museums and science centers throughout the U.S. and Canada, and now China and Europe. Unfortunately, museums are not paying deposits, and we have been told they will be later this year, early 2021. So he doesn't want a handout. He just needs a loan to get to that point.
Paul says, in all of this, I'm not looking for a bailout or a grant. I would like to think that for a company that has paid out over $6 million in salaries over the past 5 years and collected and paid more than $2.3 million to the government, that asking for a $350,000 loan shouldn't be too much.
And it shouldn't be.
No.
No. Now, there is a GoFundMe.
Sure.
For Little Rays. It was launched in May, and it's raised about $43,000.
That's not even a month's expenses.
No, it's really not.
So.
But again, I don't know if that's... I'm sure that will help, and Little Rays will not, you know, refuse that money.
Absolutely.
But they're not saying we don't want a handout. We just want a loan.
Yeah.
And what, like, you know, when you have a 25-year-old... institution, which is really what it is.
Yeah, and it's an education center.
Exactly. Like, I think snakes are the devil, but...
I don't mind snakes.
But you need to learn about them. You need a place to save them. I'm not... Of course, I don't want any harm to come to any snakes, but... and reptiles. I would never... I'm not a guy who would ever have them in my home, but they need... You need the education centers. You need the places people can experience them. And you need people that will save these animals. Because they're, you know, the core of their animals.
Yeah.
They're not as cute as cats or dogs.
Right.
Which is why some people don't feel as, you know, affectionate towards them. But some people do.
But they're neat. Like, we've had an alligator on the studio desk, the table before. Remember? Yeah. And, like, they're like... You look at them, you're like, you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You... You're neat.
In 25 years in the community, this company's been, you know, doing it. So it's stories like these that, you know, you need
help
and just common sense.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You keep hearing the phrase case-by-case basis. So
So hopefully they hear about this.
Yeah.
Because it'll be one of these things where people like to go to a Little Rays Reptile Zoo, and then if nothing happens and the government doesn't help them out and it closes, maybe, then people are like, oh, well, what happened to that?
Yeah, because nobody spoke up.
Yeah. So we're speaking up.
So let's, if you want to donate to the GoFundMe page, please do. If not, you know, contact them and see how you can help them pressure the right people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just for a loan.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's
small loan. Like, smaller than some people's mortgages.
If you got oodles of money, maybe a personal loan might help them out. You know, that's all they're saying. Well, I don't have oodles of money.
No, I don't either. I mean, no,
I could swing by the bait shop and get a get a bucket of worms for the what are they called? The super friendly dragon guys. What are those?
The bearded
guys?
Dragons.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah. They're like dogs. Have you seen the videos of the bearded dragons?
Yes, absolutely.
They're amazing.
That's why I told Jamie to get one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you can't have a dog.
My nephew had one.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So get one, please.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And I know I wanted to, personally, I wanted to hit someone in the head with a sausage. Like when I've been at the Canada Costco and someone puts their cart like across the aisle. Or there's like a family of nine shopping all at one time. But I don't do it because I'm a reasonable human being.
Right.
And I know that hitting someone in the head with a sausage in the middle of a grocery store is probably a bad idea. There was one guy that didn't, though.
Yeah, you're saying sausage because there's a viral video that people are talking about. You have preached about hitting people in the face with a fish.
Yeah, I wished I could just carry like a big rainbow trout around with me and just let people get in the way. Like a good swing, like from down low, like from below the hip and bring it up. You know?
So this,
I see.
Yeah. This comes out of the same sort of rage, though, Jason, because he was mad that, you know, which we all can, you know,
relate
to that this guy wasn't wearing a mask and was too close to people.
Right.
It was in the Ukraine. So
we don't know what he's actually saying because he's yelling things in Ukrainian.
And some people say it was also because they wouldn't serve him liquor or something.
That's possible, too.
Might have been irritated already. You know.
It's never one thing that causes it, right?
He's paying for a sausage, and then he walks over to the guy not wearing a mask who was close to a few other people earlier, manhandles him out of the supermarket, and then starts whapping him in and around the face with this giant sausage. It's amazing. You can hear the slaps in the video here.
Right.
One.
Two.
Three. Yeah, so...
Is it a big, like, kielbasa, or what is
it? It's a big old...
At one point in the video, the guy comes back at him and then falls, like, flat on his face. So the big guy with the sausage comes back and hits him, like, a couple more times, but it ruins the sausage.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at the sausage with such disappointment. Mad. He's like, oh, man, my sausage is broken now. And then he just goes and punches him.
Now I have some experience with Eastern European folks.
Oh, my
my step side of my family is Polish. I dated a Ukrainian girl for a long time. Sausages, big deal. It's a very East, like it's a very
absolutely
symbolic food for that area of the world. Ottawa, though, you know, because of like what would be the most Ottawa food? You think like, if we had to slap somebody
like a beaver tail?
Like a beaver tail? If we were to slap someone. In and around the,
let's say you went
a complaint
over
letter,
bylaw ticket.
But if you went over to the market and you got yourself a nice beaver tail and you somehow managed to not eat it in 10 seconds, and then you let it sit there for a couple days till it got stale and hard, then if you carried it around, it'd be a paddle.
Yeah, it'd be like a paddle. Yeah. Do you want the flexibility out of those so you get that slap and it not just explode?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the problem with the trout, right? You could really only hit one person with it. Right?
We've done that. We've had people slap each other in the face with fish. They disintegrate much quicker than you would
imagine. You would imagine.
Yeah, you would think so.
Like they're not frozen. A frozen one, maybe.
Oof. Yeah. Might as well use a baseball bat.
Yeah.
If you have a more Ottawa idea, you can always call us and let us know, though.
613-750-1061.
If a beaver tail isn't the ideal food to slap in and around someone's face.
Yeah. A copy of the budget.
Yeah.
A government approved check.
Yeah, that'll kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You get a copy of the budget.
Oh, yeah.
Man, so many pages. Bring it out. You could crack a guy's skull open with that.
Yeah.
That's offside.
Nobody's ever seen it or actually read the whole thing anyway. No. So
the LRT fault reports. I get you.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shay 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question. Question time, instant answer, question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Who's the best golf players in the office? We haven't had a chance to golf because of COVID.
I could tell you one of them's not me.
We started in the fall and there wasn't a whole lot of golf going on. And then winter with no golf. And then COVID.
I don't know who the best golf players are.
Yeah, no idea.
I mean, of the people I know, I guess it would be you two, which is not saying a lot.
No, not much at all,
probably
really.
Some sales guys.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
I can say Brent. I think Brent's probably a good golfer.
Yeah.
Played some junior B hockey.
Okay.
Athletic. They correlate. It's weird.
Yeah, they do.
It's weird.
Yeah. All right. What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever eaten? But they spelled it as in like the Eaton.
Oh, like the Eaton store?
Yes.
It's now store. Defunct?
I'm assuming they mean Eaton.
I don't know. I guess testicles.
Human?
Sheep.
Isn't that a pretty common food in some places, isn't it?
I've eaten snake, alligator.
Yeah, I've had alligator.
Alligator's great.
Yeah,
I do enjoy good. That. Like all sorts of weird foods I don't even remember.
We just talked about saving a reptile place. Whatever. We talked about how great alligator
I love
was
goats, but I love goats for many reasons, because they can be your best friend. They can be a pet. They can give you milk, and you can also eat
them. It's true. Yeah.
You know?
Nothing everything. More versatile than that.
Yeah.
Speaking of versatile, what's the weirdest reason you've ever used duct tape?
I repaired my pants.
Your pants, eh?
Yeah.
What kind of pants?
Well, shorts.
Like a suit?
No. Like I had this my favorite pair of shorts that I would wear like for working around the house and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got them caught on a nail at one point, and it ripped on the leg. And then the flap was created, it would catch on everything. And then it one day it ripped all the way right up to my taint.
Mm.
And I still wanted the shorts, so I duct taped them from the inside and the outside.
How long did that last?
About a week.
Yeah. I did the dumbest thing maybe I've ever done with duct tape.
What's that?
We went, me and my father went to cut down a Christmas tree years ago when I drove. And it was just a tradition. I'd already moved out of the house, but I'm like, yeah, Dad, I'll go cut your tree down with you. He was getting older. And I forgot rope to tie the tree to the roof.
So you duct taped the tree?
So I had duct tape. So I'm like, well, we'll just throw like a gym t-shirt. I'm like, we'll throw a t-shirt over and then we'll just duct tape it. So we did it. It's worked. But what I forgot to do was open the doors first. So I duct taped the doors shut because, you know, you duct tape through the car and around and through the car and around like you would tie the rope around a tree. So we had to climb in the windows. That's the dumbest thing I've ever done with duct tape.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
If you had an extremely attractive partner, could you accept them if they had a sickening laugh and smacked their food?
Bad laugh would be tough.
Would be tough, yeah.
My mother's jaw popped every time she, it still does, when she chews. And it used to make me crazy at dinner. And now my wife's does the same.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, I'm just so worn down by it that I don't even notice anymore. But there's a, but she's a lovely person, so I'll forgive her for her jaw popping.
Well, it's really not her fault.
No, it's not. It's not. Roughly how many entries do you get for the Kaboom Box every day?
I don't know.
Oh, hundreds.
I don't count
every
them.
Round, hundreds.
But I know that as soon as that cue to text plays, the text page just goes crazy.
Do you have a COVID pact? Like if one of you got it, would the show carry on? Well, if one of us got it and we didn't know until after we had done a show or two, we'd all have to quarantine anyways.
We'd all have to do the show from home.
But do you mean if one of us got it and died, would the other two continue on?
Well, yeah, we'd still have to make
probably.
A living.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't get a bereavement on your mortgage. Yeah.
No. No, we'd have to work.
Yeah.
We'd have to change the name of the show.
Or we could just bring in a replacement for whoever died.
And just say your new name is now.
Yeah. And we'll just call the person the same name and then just continue on.
Yeah. Like if you died.
Yeah.
Or we could just promote Jamie to like your slot. Like he get a name slot on the show.
Sure.
So he'd now be Jamie Barr.
Why am I the one dying?
I'm just because.
You're the oldest.
Yeah, you're the oldest. The statistics.
Statistics are in our favor.
I mean, like, I hope you don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to bother. Well,
you know, some days.
No. Never want you to die.
What a nice thing to say.
You're
such a nice guy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
And Bar Show.
Well, Ottawa's getting ready to face a deficit of $192 million by the end of this year because of this COVID-19 pandemic. Not to worry, though. Mayor Jim, he says the city's looking at options to cut costs, but raising your tax is not one of them. So we'll see what magic he performs.
Yeah.
Vaccine manufacturers reportedly making millions of extra doses of the flu shot this year, the regular one, amid fears of a double whammy from COVID-19 and seasonal influenza. And they say very little is known about the interaction between the coronavirus and influenza, but they say it is possible for someone to be infected with both at the same time, which would surely suck. Because I don't like having the regular flu.
Yeah, double flu would be.
I haven't had the COVID-19 that I'm aware of.
Double flu.
Yeah, that's what it would sound like.
Reference
double flu.
Double rainbow.
Yeah, terrible. One's hear about awesome. this fella in Kingston. The cops there have laid charges against a man who has allegedly been blocking a local street sweeper from doing his job for some time.
Why?
You think
it's personal, like a personal thing?
The latest incident was Monday of this week, around 8 o'clock in the morning. The man was found sitting on the sidewalk drinking a beer and refusing to move out of the street sweeper's way. They say this has happened several times over recent weeks. The man is under probation conditions not to drink alcohol, so he doesn't care. I guess he likes a dirty street.
Maybe he's sick of kids playing like street hockey in his street. You ever tried to play on a sandy street?
Oh, not great. We're sliding and he scrapes raspberries all over the place.
God. So maybe he's keeping them away.
Maybe he doesn't like motorcycles on his street.
Yeah.
Maybe
he doesn't like sweeping.
Yeah.
Maybe he had a terrible mother. He used to hit him with a broom. And it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Maybe there's been no explanation.
Maybe he doesn't like the operator of the street sweeper.
Yeah.
Never blame the operator.
Maybe he's just a dick.
Maybe.
There's that. That's probably what it is. Yeah.
Going to rain today, probably this afternoon. Some clouds, 25 degrees. Then tomorrow, sunny and 29. And then Saturday, some showers and 24. Right now, it's 16. And that's the latest.
Shay 106 is... CHEZ 106.1 FM in Ottawa.
The capital of
rock.
Also
because of the pandemic, you know, it has been easy for legions to keep going. Expenses piling up, some branches dipping into their savings, some have had to reach out to the community for donations. So we got to thinking, because there's been some stories this week, like the other day, Justin Trudeau announced $100 million to one firm in Winnipeg to research more plant-based foods for us all.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's a visitor center they're going to build on Parliament Hill to the tune of $733 million. We figured that maybe they could rework a budget or two to help fund the legions because they're a very important part of the community.
Hey, plant-based food, future, a lot of food. Sure, we get it. But $100 million to one firm? Meh.
Right.
And visitor center.
Right.
I think it was your son who said... The entire thing is a visitor center.
The whole thing's a visitor center.
All of Parliament Hill is basically a villain. So I think, or we all do, that spending $733 million on a building so that you can tour people through to do what? I don't know. To rest? To sit on a bench?
Yeah.
I mean, you know where all the information is? On the internet. You don't have to put it all inside a building.
I guarantee you that if you went to a legion... and sat and talked to a veteran for 10 minutes, you would learn way more than you would ever walking around the Parliament buildings.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
But everything.
And the thing about the Legion Halls are how many different services they offer. Like, not only is it a place for vets, you know, to gather.
Sure.
And to connect and all that. And for the rest of us to drive by, it's a visual reminder constantly of how important those people are. But also, it's a community hub. For things like weddings and
other gatherings,
stags and does, and
fries,
dances and fish fries, and you know,
I've had the after dinner of a golf tournament at a Legion,
spaghetti dinners, whatever's there,
euchre tournaments,
And for those good listeners of of Shay that live in the urban in Ottawa and downtown, you might not really appreciate how important those places are for the rural communities, like. I really didn't until I moved to a more rural area and started, getting involved in stuff like that. So, I mean...
Like, literally, where will they hold the wrestling event in Greeley if not at the Legion?
And what would Greeley be without its wrestling event?
That's right.
None of us remember the
It'd
name
be
of it.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Greeley wrestling, probably.
Yeah, probably. But the point is, these places are very important, and there's 125 of them. 125.
In the province.
In this province that are at the point where they will have to shut... permanently. They're all shut right now because of COVID, but the bills are still piling up. And why does our government, and I don't care which government's in power or who makes decisions, why do they have $100 million for some dudes trying to make tofu burgers, but they don't have enough for our lead? Like, they haven't even considered it. And that's not acceptable. These are community hubs that mean a lot to a lot of people. And a visitor center is just eye candy to show off your city as opposed to servicing your people, which the legions do.
So what we did is we made a petition, one of these change.org petitions, and we put it up on the Shay Facebook page, and you can go and sign the petition to have the government redirect some money to save our Legion halls.
Yeah. Done.
Simple. Just a signature. It's all you need to do.
That's it. It's just click. Automatic. It's a digital signature. We'll build them up, and we'll see if we can get them in the hands of somebody that maybe will bring this up.
And we would appreciate it if you did.
Yeah. You know, regardless of how you, if you've ever even been to one, you have to understand the importance. I've been to tons. So many stags, weddings, and then, you know, a lot of legions have their local nights that they use to raise money for whatever reasons.
That's
too. When I was playing a kid in baseball, we used to raise money inside the legion by working the bingos.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
My brother-in-law used to host a night called Punk at the Legion, and they'd rent it out and have a bunch of local punk bands.
That's amazing. It
was hilarious because in the one room, they would have the vets and stuff having their night, and in the other, a bunch of punk bands like going wild, and they didn't care. They're like making money for the Legion.
Exactly.
We used to do hockey and soccer registration inside those places as well. Like, they use them for everything.
They're necessary.
Yeah.
And they have value. So go sign the petition, okay? We'd appreciate it.
Shea Facebook page.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jimmy on Shea 106.
Hey! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. We'll answer it. 762-555.
Yeah, where can I sign your Legion petition? This is a petition that we put up to get the government to redirect some money to the Canadian Legions because they're in danger of closing.
125 of them might be have to close permanently.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
It's on the Facebook page, the Shea Facebook page. You can go click on it there.
We just thought of it this morning, decided to do this morning, so it's not on the website yet. We'll get it on the website, but right now just go to the Shea Facebook page, please, and sign it. Let's save these Legions.
Between the three of you, which one is the most hothead? Who loses their temper quicker? LOL.
Oh, there's an LOL at the end. I was going to say.
You were about to get mad.
I was going
to
say, clearly Jamie. Clearly it's Jamie. why do you eat so much of that you hate it now?
No, that's what?
Oh, what? What do you eat so much of?
Sausage rolls. Had sausage rolls a lot when I was a kid.
Tacos.
Tacos, eh?
Like the old El Paso tacos.
I never get sick of tacos.
We ate them so much in our house that I just, it's just the El Paso spice, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I just eaten so much of it.
Right. Ugh,
I can't handle it anymore.
Really?
Jamie, anything?
Tuna sandwiches.
Really, eh?
You see a lot of tuna sandwiches.
A good tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I like a nice tuna sandwich.
A toasted tuna is delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the sandwich, but the toast.
I like a tuna on like a real soft white bread.
Yes.
It's great.
Do you put a little, I like a heavy pepper, like in the mix.
Some pepper.
In the tuna salad
a little
mix.
Mayonnaise.
Hey, you guys do you like celery?
No.
Tuna salad?
No. Celery ice is gross.
You know what? The bomb? A little bit of dill pickle in there, man.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Dill is great.
But you guys also love funeral sandwiches. Egg
funeral
salad,
sandwich.
Up roast beef on white bread,
best
tuna.
Best part of funerals.
It's the only good part of funerals.
It's
the fun in funerals.
It depends if you like the person or
that's
not.
That's true,
right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to a funeral just to make sure they're dead.
Have you ever thought of joining the Tenors or come out with your own CD? That's from Connie.
Oh, we've come out with CD before. We made Christmas CDs, like two or three.
Three Christmas albums. Yeah.
You want to hear a bit of us sing out?
Yeah, sure.
Here's what. Yeah.
It's time to say goodbye. Merry Christmas. We had a great time. And we hope that you had one too.
So that's why we don't join the Tenors.
We don't want to embarrass them.
But we like to have fun.
Come on. There's some great songs on those Christmas albums.
No, it's true there.
Let's stop it.
If you want to, they're all on our SoundCloud page if you want to look them up. Like if you've run out of things to listen to.
Yeah. If you're at the end of the internet.
Yeah.
What do people have very strong opinions about even though they know very little about it? Pretty much everything. I don't think there's a topic where you won't run into someone who has very strong opinions based on zero knowledge or research.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the Rob Snow show on 1310.
That guy's got tons of opinions.
No,
zero knowledge.
No, not about him. But, usually on my way home from work, I'll listen to it.
Sure.
It's something different.
Yeah.
And people will call in, and it's amazing the amount of people that will want you to believe exactly what they say based on how they feel.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I feel this. I don't care.
That's what's happened. Feeling has replaced fact. Well, yeah. This is how I feel about it. Okay, but you're wrong. Like, you know what I mean? Your feelings can be based on inaccurate things. But anyways.
Like, I feel that we should be paid $1 million.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Nobody else does.
We're not.
Nobody else does. Crazy. Yeah.
But I still feel that way.
It's crazy.
So we should be.
So we should be. Damn it.
Well, someone should do something about that.
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, I can't.
Well, no, I can't do that.
Time now for Auto What? Auto What? Auto What? Auto What? Auto What?
Auto what? Five questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. And your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have Angela on the phone.
Hey, Angela, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
We're great. Are you ready?
Good. I'm ready.
Okay, wish you the best of luck.
All right, Angela, your time will begin after I read the first question. Oh, damn. Okay. What U.S. state has the pecan tree as its official tree? Who wrote the iconic poem, The Raven? What is the longest river in South America? In Greek mythology, who has snakes for hair and could turn people to stone?
Medusa.
What goalie has the most wins in NHL history? Who wrote the iconic poem, The Raven?
I don't know.
What is the longest river in South America?
Amazon. I don't know.
All right. Amazon. Well, Angela, obviously didn't win.
Yeah.
I know. But I do so well when I don't get through.
Oh, right.
Nerves got you.
Well, that's what happens.
I guess so.
You see it all the time.
Sorry, buddy.
It's another victim. Thanks for playing, though. Okay?
Chase Dave.
Thanks, all right.
Yeah, bye.
Well, let's go over Angela's answers or non-answers. What goalie has the most wins in NHL history? Martin Brodeur.
It is Brodeur. Okay.
Yeah. In Greek mythology, who has snakes for hair and could turn people to stone? She was right.
Yeah, she was right.
She said Medusa.
Yeah.
The longest river in South America?
Is it the Amazon?
The Amazon. Yeah. Who wrote the iconic poem, The Raven?
Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe. That's right. Nevermore, nevermore. And the U.S. state that has the pecan tree or
pecan
tree. No.
It's the pecan tree.
Have a pecan tree.
Have a pecan. Would you like a pecan pie?
is indeed Texas. She was right.
The stars at night are big and bright.
So bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Does anyone want some pecans?
What kind of ice cream would you like?
I'd like a butter pecan.
I know nobody else is finding this entertaining, but
what stupid way to say it, the word. I hate it. It bothers me. It's not how you say it, Jason.
It's pecan.
Pecan.
I say pecan. Pecan.
Sure. Yeah.
I've always said pecan.
A pecan.
Well, let me check my schedule and see if I have any time to fit in some pecans.
I'm going to have some pecans on a Tuesday.
Some pecan pie.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyway, she didn't win. Which is a shame because we have some great winter music to play when people win. Yeah.
Do you have a lozenge to help me with my pecans?
I have a pecan.
What's our winter music? Want to hear our new winter music?
You want to hear the new one?
We can't play it now.
What do you mean you can't play it now?
No one won, Chris.
No. Also, I don't think he has it ready. So.
I have it right here.
Then play it.
Wait, no one won. We just agreed.
We won.
Why is this the sticking point?
Congratulations!
You have won Autobot.
Champion.
That's the kind of thing. Anyway, you can stop it now. Nobody won. Why'd you play that for? Nobody won.
Shut up, please.
The Big Sim Bar Show.
And we get calls from our boss, Adam, all the time. He usually leaves messages on the Dougie line, which is 613-216-3849. Like daily inspirational messages like this one.
Thursday. Anything is possible if you've got enough nerve.
That's not even accurate. Right. That's not even an accurate thing.
It doesn't.
Yeah, jump off the cliff. Sense. You got enough nerve, you'll survive it. No, you won't. Adam.
But we got another call from what at first seemed to be Adam, but I think maybe Adam's become a bit of a celebrity / character. Because I'm not sure. I think this is a duplicate.
It's not Adam, but I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Here, listen.
Hey, guys. It's Adam. Just got done biking from Montreal and back. I got a great idea for the show. We could get people to vote on their favorite spices, all kinds of spices, salt, peppers, garlics, oregano. We list them all. Don't forget. Read my radio books. If you think of it, if you dream it, you can achieve it.
Right.
Okay, I got like 6 kilometers to go. Okay, guys, keep it up. You're doing great.
Now, strangely enough,
yeah,
it does seem like something Adam would say.
100%. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's clearly not. The voice isn't perfect, but no. The ideas in it are flawless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then ask the audience what spices they like the best.
Someone's calling in. Maybe they have a spice. You want to roll a dice here?
Yeah.
Roll a dice on the
morning. Shay, do you have a favorite spice?
A favorite spice?
Yeah.
Curry.
Curry.
Love it.
That's delicious. All right.
What were you really calling for?
Yeah.
What was I really calling for? Oh, well,
all right.
You still with us?
Is this still possible to make requests, man?
Yeah, sure,
man.
Whatever you need, heavy duty.
All right, okay. How about Bruce Springsteen? Y'all happen to have his version of Blinded by the Light from 1971's Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey?
We'd have to look it up, but I'm sure it's here somewhere.
Okay.
What else is going on? What else are you doing today, heavy duty? What do you got lined up?
What do I got lined up?
Today's Thursday, by the way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to take a walk outside before it gets too hot.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one.
I'm into stuff like Tai Chi.
Oh, wow. Nice. Very relaxing.
Indeed, man. Indeed.
Now, wait, when you say you're into Tai Chi, Doug, did you take classes or did you just kind of like wave in the wind?
No. I take a class. Well, I was taking a class until this COVID stuff started up. And then now that class is postponed almost indefinitely.
Yeah.
But I've been into that practice for over 20 years.
Wow. Cool.
That's why you're so calm.
Yeah.
All
right. Well,
you know, talking to you is one of my favorite parts of the day.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, we love you, man.
You're like, you're basically like Tai Chi for me. Like, I talk to you, I'm like, everything's okay.
Oh, fantastic, man.
All right. Heavy duty.
Well, you know,
what's that?
I gotta say that you guys are obviously the best commercial station in the city, man.
Well, thanks, man. Right, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks. What about us?
Listen.
What about us personally?
Oh, yeah, listen.
Oh, sorry. I'm listening. Sorry.
Gentlemen, please have a fantastic day, okay?
All right.
You too, man.
You too.
Chase Day.
Peace.
That's our friend, Heavy Duty.
Heavy
Duty is the best. He's
absolutely
the best.
You never know when he's going to call.
Oh.
So when he does, you just engage him.
Yeah, you just got to embrace it.
He just helps you relax.
Like literally. Like I'm at ease with life.
If there's one person, if I could exchange bodies with like for a day just to see what it's like, it would be him.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel much.
I would love to be in Heavy Duty's body.
First 45 minutes of his day is definitely ingesting edibles. And then he goes on from there. But I mean, he's the best. Imagine he was our boss.
Oh my God.
Meetings would be longer, but other than that,
yeah,
I wouldn't
be
care.
A little longer.
But I wouldn't care.
All right. Well, keep your Adam invitations coming in. They're fantastic. And Heavy Duty, if you're listening, we love you, man. Be safe.
The Biggs and Bar Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On Shay 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Is this cheap or frugal? Just drank half my Gatorade, then topped it up with water. Neither. Gatorade's strong enough, sir.
Yeah, regular Gatorade?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it being, like, a little lighter. The G2 is fine.
Yeah. When I used to get the Welch's grape juice, which was the bomb,
right?
But so strong.
Mm-hmm.
I just watered that down, period. Nothing wrong, man. Just trying to stretch out your electrolytes a little. That's all.
Sure.
Not a big deal. Have you tried the new chicken McMuffin?
I have not.
No.
No, I have not either. What is it?
It's like a chicken. It's like McDonald's playing chicken and waffles.
Oh, chicken and waffles.
Right. Kind of because it comes on a griddle. McGriddle? I'm sure you can get it on an English muffin as well. Ugh. I thought it came on a McGriddle.
No, that's not for me then.
And it's what, chicken and an egg?
I would think. Which I've never known. Is that appropriate?
What?
To eat? Like, would you ever dip chicken in eggs?
I made an omelet this morning before I came to work. I had it with pieces of chicken in it.
So it's fine. And you own chickens.
Doesn't
so
come on the McGriddle. It just comes on the basic.
Just on the basic McMuffin.
English muffin, hence McMuffin.
Making lies now.
I asked. So I think, doesn't
Why
it?
Would they call the McMuffin if it came on the griddle?
When well, they also have a sausage McMuffin that comes on a McGriddle as well. And people just say, oh, give me a McGriddle with a sausage.
Yeah, it's a McGriddle with a sausage. Not McMuffin. Muffin
That's
is
not the point
English
of the
muffin.
Question.
English muffin. McMuffin. See the tie? See the link?
Well, by your logic, then maybe it would come on like a carrot muffin.
No.
If you're putting so much emphasis on the muffin part of it, you went down this
English
road,
muffin.
I'm going down this road.
Say English muffin. Say it.
English muffin.
That's what it comes on. So therefore, it's a McMuffin.
Yeah. But if it's a McMuffin, then why can't it come on like a blueberry muffin? By your logic,
no,
it's a
not
muffin.
By my logic.
It is.
But there's no muffin in griddle.
I understand that.
Or waffle, or bagel, or any other option. Use your brain, man.
Use your brain.
Use your brain.
Use your brain.
I don't care.
Use your brain.
Use your brain.
Hey, use your brain.
Is there another way to support the Legion without using Facebook? Yeah, you could just go search for it on change.org.
Yeah.
Right on the website.
Yeah, it'll take you right there. What do you think a squirrel / poodle cross would look like? Madness. That's yeah.
Well, there are
crazy.
There are poodles that are smaller than some squirrels.
No, there
like at full growth. Sure, a toy poodle.
You think a toy poodle is smaller than a squirrel?
Some.
You're talking nonsense today.
He's lost his mind today. He's flat out lost his mind. Use your brain.
McMuffins on blueberry muffins and that dogs are smaller than squirrels.
I've seen a couple big squirrels.
Get out of here. Stop it.
Sorry, or a teacup poodle.
Stop it.
No.
Or a teacup chihuahua.
Morning, gentlemen. Size. Of the three, who's the oldest? Jason.
I am.
Yeah.
Can and like tell? Even older now because that last conversation.
what is topic Look, exactly? What?
That is a full-grown dog.
Okay.
A right. squirrel is bigger than that.
Yeah.
He's psychos.
All right. Who is heavy duty?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know his name. He calls the show. He's maybe our favorite human being on the face of the earth.
He's basically our spirit.
Yeah.
Heavy duty.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Never met him. No.
And we wish he'd call more. He really doesn't call us enough. What conspiracy theory do you actually believe?
Well, is it a conspiracy theory if you actually believe it?
Yeah, no. I don't.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I know there was some people, heavy people involved in the assassination of JFK.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Okay.
Like there right. little, it was one dude in a window.
Book suppository. Yeah.
Is not true.
It was not
Did
a suppository.
Did you say the book suppository?
Not the suppository.
I don't know what you do with books, but you're supposed to read them.
Yeah. Is that a place where they put suppositories in books or where they use books as suppositories?
Well, you know what I say? Anything fits if you kick it hard enough,
there
right?
you go.
That is a accurate saying.
You have fun with that, Jamie.
Yeah.
Your book suppository.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
We're good?
Yep. It does it for us today. Go to the Facebook page, yes. Sign the petition to get the government to support Legions and help them not close.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
They're having a serious fund issue with all their...
Mm-hmm.
Can't throw any events or use it for any venues, and a whole bunch of them might have to close their doors permanently, and that is not acceptable. So go to the Shea Facebook page and sign the petition and share it, and let's see if we can get a little bit of a movement going here to save the Legions. Anything else?
No, we just have 2 hours of nonstop rock coming up.
2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Of nonstop?
Nonstop rock.
Rock?
Yes.
Two?
2 hours.
Hours?
2 hours of nonstop rock.
Of nonstop?
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Rock?
Honest.
Wow. Yeah. That's exciting.
Hey.
Gentlemen, please have a fantastic day, okay?
All right, man. Thanks, heavy duty. You too.
Everybody have one.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Shay 106 is the capital of rock.